So it's called Operation Highway Sentinel, and it is now in full swing. ICE ramping up its crackdown on illegal immigrant truck drivers following a series of awful crashes.
So as ICE sends troops out onto America's roadways, we're learning something new about our formerly open border, which is that illegal immigration has not led to the prosperity its proponents promise, but has created the largest safety and affordability crises in our country's history. But with programs like Operation Highway now underway, all of that is about to change.
Federal agents arresting more than 100 illegal aliens during that sweep, and it targeted truck companies in California after a string of disasters on the road linked to commercial licenses issued under Governor Gavin Newsom.
These are rules that are set up to make sure our roads are safe. And so if you can't speak English, if you haven't gone through the proper training courses, you shouldn't be behind the wheel of a big rig. These are 80,000 pound vehicles that can be incredibly dangerous when things go wrong.
The governor's office says the impacted drivers are not illegal immigrants and that the licenses were withdrawn due to, quote, inconsistency with California law. The DMV didn't respond when asked for further clarification on what that means.
You're not just putting American lives at risk. You have been irresponsible. If your state's doling out CDLs to just anybody, they can't read the signs, they can't speak the language. These people have to be properly trained. And if they are not, they should not be behind the wheel of an 80,000 pound rig. I mean, this is outrageous.
Get out of the road! Get out!
Well, if you're not supposed to be in America, its roads are the last place you'll want to find yourself. And everybody who's against this new crackdown, these are the same people telling us that affordability is the real thing our government should be focused on, not realizing that completely unsafe roads are counterintuitive to the idea of saving money. Because our highways and byways are now dangerous at a level never envisioned by anyone. A massive problem because our country relies on roads for pretty much everything. And if illegal immigrants enter our country, so do they. Not just to get from point A to point B, but in some cases to earn a living without permission. With illegal licenses given to them in states like California and New York, places run by open borders despots who don't think anything you're about to see is a problem. But it's a big problem to have folks here without permission who got into our country after paying transnational criminals who then go on to obtain a job they shouldn't have from our economy while putting the entire country in danger. Danger which is all around us every single day.
Guys, I'm out here, Bremen exit. Just nearly got hit and killed by another semi-truck driver. You can guess what kind of driver it is. Came within inches of me. I got in my truck, left the truck I was working on, got in my truck, chased them down into Georgia, and these troopers and this officer caught up to us. Y'all, something's got to be done. I am shaking. I have a wife, a kid, and one on the way.
Right, so people don't understand how the size of a vehicle involved in any kind of accident greatly determines what the aftermath looks like, which is why giving licenses to people to operate these massive vehicles just so they can get a job sooner without the proper training is a terrible idea.
You're right. Despite that ICE detainer, not only did Seattle's King County release him, it never even presented a case against 25-year-old Kamalpreet Singh, an Indian national who illegally crossed the border in 2023. Released by the Biden administration with a work permit, Singh got a California commercial driver's license despite rules against giving CDLs to non-citizens. According to police, Singh falsified his logbook before the crash by enlisting a co-driver to extend his hours. Police say he also made, quote, no attempt to break.
Why do we want people who are unsafe to have a license to operate something that requires safety? How is that good for our country? How does that make us prosperous? It doesn't. But wait, there's more. You see, the illegal aliens involved in some of these frightening incidents are only part of the equation because someone had to give them a commercial driver's license they could not obtain otherwise, so they could unlawfully obtain employment they're not entitled to. But there's also somebody who had to hire these individuals, likely knowing what was going on and looking the other way.
So let me show you guys one of the absolute shadiest practices in the trucking industry. And I want you to pay special attention to the US DOT numbers. Now, he just changed the name from KG Trucking to Tutashi, right? But the problem is the US DOT number, he's going to stick over the one that goes to Tutashi. Check this out. The one he puts up goes to, it's Smart As Trucking, which is not an authorized carrier. Okay.
Weird.
Not an authorized carrier. They haven't been authorized for years.
So this number swapping incident here allegedly took place after an accident involving a large truck driven by somebody who never should have been driving that truck to begin with. And before we get into the company's response to this nonsense, the ease at which this was done really raises a lot of red flags, because it means every truck on the roads in this country could potentially be compromised. And at a minimum, it means the true number of compromised vehicles on our roadways is higher than whatever we've come to figure out through investigations recently. But now the person exposing this is going to call the company and find out what they have to say.
We're on the phone with the truck. And that driver was just in an accident. So you think it's a Tutashi truck, but it's giving me a totally bogus US DOT number. And all three of these companies are in cahoots.
What's your name?
Well, it really doesn't matter what my name is, but I'm asking why there would be videos on TikTok showing your drivers changing the names on their doors after accidents.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Can you?
So maybe you talk about the case. The driver was fired. Then she changed. Got to.
Well, it's not just one video. There's numerous videos. And it's not just one person.
They're pretty quiet.
Yeah, I don't really care what you want to hear from.
So
he doesn't care.
Well, yeah. So I'm asking why you guys let your drivers do that, because that's against law.
Okay. So what's going on here is you got a trucking company that wants to save as much money as possible. And to do that, they're hiring people who probably shouldn't be on the road to begin with. And they're okay with looking the other way as long as they get paid. And that's the other half of this problem. The shipping industry is very competitive when freight needs to get picked up. You got a freight forwarder who phones around and finds the best deal for the customer, and that's the shipper that gets to come pick up the load and deliver it. But what if the companies picking up these loads have these low prices because they shouldn't be in business to begin with? These companies, it's safe to say they don't care what happens at all, as long as they get paid and as long as they've got insurance. But the problem with this is it means our entire country loses. It means our entire highway interstate system gets compromised every single day. But right on schedule, here come the folks who just lost 20,000 licenses suing their own state for giving them these licenses.
California has actually responded to Secretary Duffy's request and said, okay, we are going to revoke 21,000 driver's license from migrants who have received
that. That's
them.
A lot of licenses.
And now it turns out that this group of migrants are suing the state as a result.
Right. So they've, in California alone, more than 17,000 have been yanked. Another 24,000 are under review right now in these truckers, these immigrant truckers, many of them illegal immigrants, are suing. Here's a little bit of what the lawsuit says. It alleges that on November 6th, the California DMV notified 17,299 immigrant drivers and business owners that their non-domiciled CDLs, that's commercial driver's licenses, would be canceled on January 5th, 2026. That's just days from now, due to an error with the expiration date of the licenses. A similar letter was sent to an additional 2,700 drivers in December, informing them that their licenses would be canceled in mid-February. For all nearly 20,000 immigrants, the DMV intends to cancel their commercial licenses without any affording.
And you know why they're canceling these licenses without giving people the chance to contest the cancellations? Because the state knows full well they never should have given out these licenses in the first place. But since they did, Now the people they gave them to feel like they've got a claim. This is like California imploding on itself over here, all in the spirit of lawlessness. And you know something? These sanctuary licenses, these might be either reinstated or there might be some form of restitution that is given out here by some sanctuary judge who just wants to see the whole open borders nonsense continue. And you know something? The politicians here, they're going to go along with it. And all this will do is keep the wrong folks on our roads longer, benefiting corrupt businesses and the criminal enterprises that help sneak people into America without permission. To begin with, none of this benefits the law-abiding who have to use the roads and law-abiding companies who have to compete with these criminal operations. Oh, no. And this is already happening in a way with appeals courts doing something similar to what we're talking about, keeping the wrong folks on the roads at the expense of everyday legal American residents who are now learning every single day an open border does not contribute to a safer country. One bit.
These are simple rules. These rules are not made up by the Trump administration. I didn't make them up. These are rules that are set up to make sure our roads are
right.
Safe. And so if you can't speak English, if you haven't gone through the proper training courses, you shouldn't be behind the wheel of a big
exactly.
rig. You had Joe Biden that let tens of millions of people into the country. And then you have liberal governors who said, well, they got to work. So let's give them commercial driver's
That's
licenses
it.
And put them on the American roads, endangering the safety of the American people. So I can't go in across the states and do these checks. I have to rely on the state's law enforcement to help me out.
Remember what we heard during the asylum crisis? We heard from every open borders advocate out there that, oh, it's so awful that we've invited all of these people into our country and they just want to work. Let's do everything we can to help them get jobs. Well, this was part of that. And it's not just that giving jobs and employment opportunities to people who have violated our laws disenfranchises people who live here and who have not violated our laws. It goes a step further than that because these jobs can be dangerous if they're not done properly. If corners are cut and if someone is driving a massive 30,000 ton truck and they can't read the signs on the road, I mean, how is that good for anybody? Yes, I understand someone is now working when they weren't before, but none of this is actually working. You see what's happening here? But there's another problem, because even if you give out licenses to people who aren't driving a big rig, they're still on the roads driving a vehicle, putting the general public at risk if they can't read the road signs or safely operate that vehicle in accordance with our laws either. And since most people in America have to commute to get to where their place of employment is, this means folks in the country illegally are doing the exact same thing. And that's contributed to a big unaffordability crisis in America. It's made car insurance rates go up because the roads are now more dangerous, and it's taken jobs out of the economy. Jobs that workers who are here in a legitimate capacity and who are here legally could have had. All of this just takes away opportunity from people. So it's a double whammy here. Things cost more. There's less opportunity at the exact same time. All of this stuff is crushing legal workers.
But the number one point of the government on a state level, federal, local, is always
safety.
To keep Americans
right.
safe.
Right.
Yep.
And if there are people who are receiving licenses who are in this country and they don't speak English and they don't read road signs and they're getting these work authorizations that allow them to operate these massive big rigs, and we've seen the footage of a result of what happens,
crazy.
It's frightening.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a very good thing that something is changing.
Right. And you've got to ask yourself, if somebody breaks laws and has to team up with criminals and corrupt organizations to even get into America to begin with, what other laws aren't going to matter as much to them after they're already here? That's a question that we have to ask. We saw the guy swapping numbers on his truck, and it's wild to think that this has been allowed to go on for quite some time. But it's also interesting that this is happening in California, because you see, California, they've done something to their trucking industry. They've been hammering that industry with zero emissions vehicle mandates, all kinds of mandates for inspections and cleaner vehicles. All of it has made trucking in California something that is very expensive. They're putting their own trucking companies out of business, and those companies, they're not exactly going to complain if the state of California also has an open borders policy that allows the trucking industry access to more workers than should legitimately be here, because that will help save them costs, that will help drive down wages at the expense of our entire country, which essentially means that the open border is the solution to green mandates and total economic fascism. A solution that is not a solution at all. No, this is bad news.
You know what hasn't changed is the Democrats and many in the mainstream media simply making the case that what President Trump and this administration has done to crack down and secure our border from dangers just like this, that it's somehow mean-spirited.
Right. That's what they say.
Cruel to say if you cross the border illegally, then that's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. You should just be allowed to stay.
Ridiculous.
Despite the fact that we have laws on our books that Congress passed, Title 8, Code US 1325. If you cross the border illegally, you've committed a crime. Do it a second time, it's a felony.
Right.
But yet here's the AP talking about a Venezuelan family's Christmas, saying from the American dream to poverty.
What?
And they're leaning into the sympathy of migrants, saying,
right. And that's never going to stop. There's always going to be folks out there who want to make it sound like what the president wants to do, securing our border, securing our roadways, it's all mean-spirited. Getting people off the road who shouldn't be on the road, it's mean-spirited. It has nothing to do with public safety. Give me a break. This has everything to do with public safety. This has everything to do with affordability. This has everything to do with getting opportunity back on the road for hardworking, legal American residents who want these jobs and deserve them and are entitled to them and are having them stolen. And what this reveals is that affordability is a zero-sum game. You cannot have a prosperous country that has laws which are not obeyed. That country is not going to be prosperous for anybody. And you cannot have an open border and a stable economy that works for everybody. Yes, lower wages might be great for big business, but an economy isn't just a big business. Economy is not just the trucking industry. No, it's the workers in that industry who now make less and who are now struggling to feed their families. An economy is a whole bunch of different moving parts, not just the companies that report higher earnings.
Not the Christmas that Mariela Gomez would have imagined a year ago, or the one that thousands of other Venezuelan immigrants would have thought. But Donald Trump returned to the White House in January and quickly ended their American dream.
What?
Her two sons and her partner returned to the city of Maracay on October 27th after crossing the U.S.-Mexican border to Texas, where they were quickly swept up by the Border Patrol amid the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration.
It's a crackdown on illegal immigration. The Trump administration is not cracking down on immigration at all. We still have plenty of immigration. Illegal immigration is what's being cracked down upon here. And look, if you want to come into this country, you've got to do things the right way. If you do that, you're part of a system that enfranchises the people who live here, and then you too will benefit from that system. It's not like having an open border fails to benefit just legal residents. No, this is bad news for people who enter the country illegally too. It's bad news for everybody. They're in danger on their way over here because they've got to operate with criminals in many cases, to cross the border without permission. And then when they get here, since there's really no control over who's coming in and out of the country will invariably become more dangerous, even for people that are in the country illegally. There's people that came across the border in 2022, and by 2024, they had less opportunity. By 2024, it was harder for them to live in America illegally because illegal immigration didn't stop after they showed up. It's not good for anybody.
They were deported to Mexico from where they began the dangerous journey back to Venezuela.
Did you notice they said immigration? They didn't say illegal. Immigration. Yeah. They want Trump to be the enemy of immigrants. Ignore the fact that there are ports of entry. There are ways to come.
Right.
And we love immigration in this country. We want as many legal immigrants as the system can handle. But in this circumstance, again, they're playing a little sleight of hand with the language. And this is exactly your point.
Yeah, they want to argue that crossing the border illegally is a form of acceptable immigration.
Exactly.
And to your point, Kevin, it's simply not.
But he said something very important. We want as much immigration, as much legal immigration as the system can handle. What is that system? It's our entire way of life. It's our entire country. It's our entire economy. If a system triples its workforce overnight, companies are going to be able to drop wages because there are now going to be so many people desperate to find jobs that the system is going to break down and stop working for the entire economy. The system is going to become unbalanced, and every element of affordability in our lives today represents unbalance. If people have trouble finding jobs, well, that's because there are workers in this country who are getting jobs that they should not have access to. If it's too expensive to insure your vehicle, if your car insurance rates have gone through the roof, well, that's because the roadways have been made unsafe by states issuing tens of thousands of licenses to people who are unqualified to hold those licenses, which leads to higher accidents. All of this is not good for the country. All of this is not good for the system. The system cannot handle rampant lawlessness, which is why we've got laws in the first place. That's what I happen to think. But what do you think? Thank you so much for watching. I will see you in the next video.